Hi, good evening. This is Dr. Roger Murphy, thefibrodoctor.com, author of Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. Thank you for joining me tonight on my Tuesday night Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia teleconference. I look forward to your questions this evening. A little bit about me. I'm a board-certified chiropractic physician and a board-certified nutritional specialist. I've been in private practice for 24 years. The last 18 years, I have specialized in fibromyalgia. For a number of years, I owned a very large integrative medical practice on the campus of Brookwood Hospital here in Birmingham, Alabama. And I had a number of doctors who worked for me, medical doctors and support staff. But in 2003, I sold that medical practice, and I've been out practicing solo ever since. My book, Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, is now in its fifth edition, available on most bookstores, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. For the last 4 or 5 years, my practice has evolved to where 95% of my practice is now phone consults, and I get to work with patients literally all over the world. So tonight, as in every night, I look forward to taking your questions here. But before I do, I just want to share a little bit information. I've been getting a lot of different questions coming to me by email and Facebook, and I think there's a big misconception about fibromyalgia, and that misconception is, number one, is that once you get the diagnosis, you just have to learn to live with it, and that's really kind of where we're at in traditional medicine, conventional medicine. It's this idea that once you get this diagnosis called fibromyalgia, then the best you can do is learn to cope and learn to live with it. And I think that is, it's sad, really, because if, you know, working with my patients, some of them as young as 16 years old, to have your doctor tell you, you have fibromyalgia and we can give you these medications to reduce the symptoms, but you're going to have it the rest of life. And the best you can hope for is that these medications will allow you to get through each day. That's a terrible thing to hear when you're 16. It's a terrible thing to hear when you're 66. And they're doing a very disservice to the fibromyalgia community, because you absolutely can feel better. You can feel better with fibromyalgia. You can get your life back. I see that with patients that I work with every day. And there's a lot of people who, you know, they don't believe that because they've been so beat down by this illness. I mean, this illness really takes it out of you, no doubt about it. And the challenge with the illness is that it's really not a disease like high blood pressure. We know with high blood pressure, you can go to your doctor. He or she will put you on blood pressure medication. Your blood pressure will drop, and you'll have normal blood pressure, and the disease is managed. Now, granted, they're treating the symptom of high blood pressure, and they're not looking for the cause in high blood pressure, which oftentimes is being overweight or low thyroid or anxiety, stress. There's all kind of issues that can drive high blood pressure. But with fibro, the difficulty is that we have this thing called fibromyalgia that's made up of all these different symptoms. And they're common symptoms, sure. So for fibromyalgia, the common symptoms are diffuse achy muscle pain, poor sleep, low moods, irritable bowel, restless leg syndrome, fatigue. I mean, all those come underneath the umbrella, the marquee banner of fibromyalgia. But all those symptoms are not being triggered by one cause, and that's really what befuddles most doctors, researchers, and even patients, is that there's no one cause that creates this thing called fibromyalgia. And just as difficult is there's not one drug or one supplement that can reduce all these symptoms. It's not like having type 2 diabetes, which you got elevated blood sugar and they can put you on metformin and now your blood sugar is normal and everybody's happy. It's not like that, because what happens with fibromyalgia is pretty soon, because you have so many symptoms, and traditional medicine is really based on treating symptoms, not causes. Now, not always, I realize that. That's a very sweeping statement. But for the most part, what traditional medicine is based on is giving you a diagnosis and then treating the symptoms, reducing the symptoms. And that's really all we have in fibromyalgia in conventional medicine, is a way to treat the symptoms. So if you're having trouble with sleep, they put you on something to help you go to sleep. If you have trouble waking up, they put you on something to wake up. If you feel anxious, they put you on something to calm you down. If you have pain, they put you on pain medication. What they're not doing is asking the question, what are all these symptoms, which are no more than warning signs, what are they from? What's the cause of these things? So if we just say that it's because of your fibromyalgia, what does that even mean? That's just a group of symptoms that come together that make a syndrome. So too often what happens is all these symptoms that are shared by this group of fibromyalgia patients, all these symptoms that are shared that make up a syndrome that we call fibromyalgia, those symptoms are swept underneath the fibromyalgia rug, and the doctor, he or she, will tell you, well, the reason why you can't sleep is because you're fibromyalgia. The reason that you have pain is because you have your fibromyalgia. The reason why you can't get out of bed in the morning and you're losing your hair and you have cold feet and tingling in your hands and feet and you're gaining weight, that's your fibromyalgia. What they're not telling you is they really don't know what it is other than to call it fibromyalgia. And because of that, the only thing they know to do is to put you on one drug after the next treating the symptoms. The problem with that is that each drug can lead to another problem because every drug has the potential to cause a side effect. Ambien, so patients taking Ambien, the potential side effects of Ambien are diffuse achy muscle pain, fatigue, problems with coordination, problems with your balance, anxiety, depression, problems with your memory, foggy thinking. Well, those symptoms mirror the very symptoms we see in fibromyalgia. So then the question is it your fibromyalgia or is it the Ambien that's creating these symptoms and problems with your coordination and your balance? Is it the Ambien that's causing the flu-like achy muscle pain, or is it your fibro? Well, sometimes we just don't know because the medications can actually cause some of the same symptoms that we see in fibromyalgia. So the medical approach of one drug and another drug and another drug and another drug often leads to more drugs, and we know that long-term, traditional medicine, conventional medicine, in treating fibromyalgia is a dead end. It just doesn't work. That's what the surveys show. That's what the clinical results show, that long-term these medications don't work. Patients end up on a merry-go-round of one doctor and one drug after the next, after the next, after the next. Meanwhile, year after year, they continue to get worse and worse and worse with their fibromyalgia. And what I've learned over the last almost 20 years now is that fibromyalgia is not a disease. It's a syndrome that's caused by the body breaking down. And that sounds kind of simplistic. It almost sounds like a cop-out, like you got fibromyalgia. A lot of times, you know, people get that diagnosis kind of like a waste paper diagnosis because, I mean, your blood work looks normal. They tell you, oh, yeah, everything looks good. Everything's fine. So you must have fibromyalgia. They've ruled everything else out, right? Well, it really is that the body is broken down. You see, we have this self-regulating mechanism in our bodies, our innate, given, God-given ability that regulates the different systems in the body. And this is largely controlled by the hypothalamus, the pituitary, and the adrenals, what's called the HPA axis. And the HPA axis coordinates all the different systems in the body. So we don't have to think about digesting our dinner that we had tonight. We don't have to think about breaking down the foods and turning those into the needed essential amino acids or the proteins and the carbohydrates, the fats, the essential fatty acids, the things that we need for the biochemistry equations of the body to run. We don't have to think about changing our body temperature when we go out in the hot sun so our body breaks out in a sweat and our body cools down. We don't have to think about increasing our heart rate as we race up a flight of steps. Our body does that for us to get more blood and oxygen to the muscles. We don't have to think about raising our blood pressure and increasing our blood flow to our brain when we go from lying down to standing up. Our body does that so we don't get dizzy. We don't have to think about trillions of different functions that are going on in our body every day. We don't have to think about pumping blood through 60 miles of arteries and veins every minute. Thank goodness we don't have to think about these things. We have a self-regulating mechanism that does that, largely controlled by a gland or an organ in the brain called the hypothalamus, which controls our body temperature, our sleep-wake cycle, our immune system, our digestive system, our elimination system, our pain threshold, whether it's high or whether it's low, controls our neurotransmitters, our brain chemicals. Are we happy? Are we sad? Are we anxious? Are we fatigued? Controls our endocrine systems or controls our thyroid and our cortisol, our metabolism, our sex drive. So our body is able to self-regulate itself. If it could not, we couldn't survive. We wouldn't be able to survive. Unfortunately, what happens with fibromyalgia is the self-regulating mechanism gets under too much stress. And when it does, we start to have different systems having problems. So the hypothalamus that's supposed to be talking to the immune system and to the circulatory system and to the endocrine system, it starts to have trouble communicating with these different systems. Now, one of the most frustrating things that happens with fibromyalgia is you get the diagnosis, and the next thing you know, you're seeing five or six different doctors, and they all got you on different drugs because they're all treating their specialty. So you see your general doctor, they refer you out to a rheumatologist. Rheumatologist has got you, God knows what, dangerous drug. Then you got a pain doctor, might have a psychiatrist to work with your depression or anxiety. Then you have a GI doctor for your irritable bowel syndrome. And every doctor has you on these different things. But what we need to realize is the way that we were designed, the way God built us, is that every system communicates with every other system. It's all this orchestra that's going on all at once. And these systems have to communicate and have to work with one another for us to be at optimal health. And if they're not working together, that's when we start having problems with our health. And so when the hypothalamus, the self-regulating gland that's supposed to control these different systems, gets under too much stress. And when I say stress, I don't mean, a traffic jam or, a hard day at work. I mean it's gotten under stressors over the years that have finally caused the hypothalamus not to be able to handle any more stress. And that could be years of a stressful job. It could be multiple stressors, divorces, death of a loved one. It could be that you've had a surgery that took it out of you, never been the same. You got sick. You got some kind of, Epstein-Barr virus. Something came along, and it was just so much that your body's never been able to recover from that. And there's no drug that can fix that. When your body breaks down, when it no longer is able to self-regulate itself, so that stress is magnified, it's accentuated to where the point you get to where even the thought of getting up, getting dressed, putting up makeup, going to the grocery store is exhausting, even thinking about that, you know you're in trouble. And there's no drug that can fix that. So we can put you on stimulants, we can put you on antidepressants, we can put you on pain medications, we can do all those things, but all those things are doing is just covering up the symptoms. That's all they're doing. What we got to realize is the way that you beat fibromyalgia, and you can beat it, and I don't say you can cure it, but you can get your life back. You can get your energy back. You can reduce your pain. You can straighten out your sleep. You can do these things which you must do to be able to have a chance in reversing your fibro so that you got your life back. But the way that you do that is you got to get healthy, and that kind of sounds simplistic as well. But it's really the only way that I know to do it after doing this 18 years. Because what that means is if you've got something wrong with your sleep, then you've got to figure out what's causing you to have problems with your sleep. It's not a matter of taking Ambien or taking Klonopin or Ativan or Seroquel or Trazodone or Lunesta. It's not a matter of doing those things. Again, those are medications that are treating the symptom, and the symptom is you can't sleep at night. So what's causing that? Well, there's all different reasons that can affect your ability to be able to fall asleep and stay asleep. Well, one of those is pain. So if you've got a lot of pain, well, then that's another warning sign, so we have to investigate that. It could be that you've got a lot of anxiety issues, so you feel anxious a lot during the day and your cortisol level is elevated, so you're having trouble falling asleep at night. It could be that you have got your days and nights mixed up because you could be tired all day, and then you try to go to sleep at night, and what happens is you catch your second wind, your cortisol level goes up, and you can't fall asleep, or you fall asleep and you wake up during the night and you can't go back to sleep. It could be that you've got an issue with you're carrying around 30, 40, 50 extra pounds, and because of that, you're having problems with your blood sugar and your insulin levels so that when you go to lay down to go to sleep, you're having insulin surges that are waking you up in the middle of the night and you can't go back to sleep because you're carrying around too much extra glucose. It could be that you have low blood sugar. So if you miss a meal or you skip a meal, that you feel bad, you don't feel good. And it could be that you're waking up in the middle of the night because your blood sugar is dropping. It could be that you've got a low thyroid, and because you have a low thyroid, you're not able to hang on to the happy hormone serotonin, and because you can't hang on to that and use that appropriately, then you're deficient in melatonin, your sleep hormone. It could be that you're taking medications that actually deplete your sleep hormones, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, antidepressants, anti-anxiety medications like Klonopin and Xanax and Ativan. So there's multiple reasons that can contribute to or trigger and then cause you not to be able to sleep at night. But I guarantee you, no one has a drug deficiency. So no one has an Ambien deficiency. What we need to be thinking of, okay, why is it I can't sleep, and try to figure that out. And that involves oftentimes detective work, working with the doctor who's going to do more than spend 5 minutes with you and put you on another prescription medication because they're trying to cover up a symptom. It's going to demand that you have a doctor that understands fibromyalgia and is willing to spend the time with you to figure out what could be the reason for your poor sleep. Well, what could be the reason for your low energy? Well, it's not because you've got an Adderall deficiency or a Ritalin deficiency or you need Provigil. It's probably because you're not going into deep restorative sleep at night. That's probably number one. And or the medications that you're taking to help you go to sleep at night are knocking you out, but they're not putting you into delta wave sleep. It could be that you have a low thyroid. Your doctor's not doing the right blood work. So you go to your doctor, every 6 months or so, and you have all these symptoms of low thyroid. Your hair's falling out. Got cold hands, cold feet, tingling in your hands and feet, elevated cholesterol. You feel anxious, high blood pressure. No energy, gaining weight, can't lose weight even if you starve yourself. And they tell you that everything looks good in your blood work. Well, they're telling you that because they're not doing the advanced testing that they need to do because they don't realize that because you're a fibromyalgia patient, you're not normal. I mean, anybody's got fibromyalgia special right off the bat, right? I mean, you know that. You get funny reactions to medications a lot of times. You have weird reactions to sometimes even the supplements. Strong odors may bother you, smells. You may find that you take something that puts you to sleep, it wakes you up. You got these weird symptoms that your doctor can't explain, burning tongue syndrome. You have problems with your irritable bowel syndrome. One day you poop all day. The next day you wish you could because you're constipated, and you go back and forth. You have these sweats, the daytime sweats where you just burning up, or you have some times where you can't get warm, you stay freezing cold. If the weather changes, you have more pain. If you overdo it, you crash. So you have all these odd symptoms, all these peculiarities that show up that are really they're really common in a fibromyalgia patient. But if you're working with a doctor who doesn't specialize in fibromyalgia, and most doctors do not, they may see fibromyalgia patients, but they don't specialize in fibromyalgia patients. And so they try to lump you in with all the patients that they take care of. So if you go in there with problems with, chronic pain, they're gonna before you know, you're on pain medication. And I'm not anti-pain medication, by the way. The problem with pain medication is that it quits working. And so you have to use more and more of it, and then you have to use stronger and stronger pain medication. And if you do that over about a 10-year period, eventually you deplete the well. There's nothing left. You got to draw. What do you got left? If you start those pain medications, as some people are doing now in their early 20s, where are they going to be when they're in their 50s? So that's what concerns me about the pain medications. What we need to be asking is what is the cause of the pain? And what I've found is if I can help my patients uncover where they're broken down through advanced testing. Testing that, it's not weird stuff. It's stuff that doctors should be doing, but they don't do it. They don't do it because they've got 5 to 7 minutes to spend with their patients. And how dare you not get better because they recommended what the drug rep told them to recommend, Lyrica, Gabapentin, Neurontin, Savella, Cymbalta. I mean, that's what everybody is doing, right? And that's what the drug reps, the drug companies, and the propaganda and the ads that are taken out in the journals that I read, they tell me, as a medical doctor, that what I need to be doing, as a conventional medical doctor, I need to be putting you on these medications. That's what everything is telling me. And yet, you've heard this song and dance. Your doctor puts you on these medications, but you don't feel any better. And oftentimes, you feel worse. Or you're on so many medications, you don't know whether the Lyrica is helping or not. The potential side effects of Lyrica are weight gain, water retention, problems with your eye, problems with eyes, vision problems, weight gain. They can increase your hemoglobin A1C, which that's your blood sugar. They can cause you to have incoordination, balance issues, anxiety, depression. They can squash your thyroid, so your metabolism goes down, have less energy. They can cause, get this, diffuse aching muscle pain. So Lyrica has multiple potential side effects. But the thing is, if you're taking half a dozen drugs, you don't know which of your drugs are helping and which actually may be causing more problems. You just don't know. How would you know? Because your fibromyalgia, some days you have good days and some days you have bad days. So what I've learned the hard way, and I learned this very much the hard way, because years ago when I first had, I had a patient that came to me with fibromyalgia 18 years ago, I had never heard of fibromyalgia. But what I did with Sheila is I started using some of the testing that I was doing and some of the nutritional protocols that I was using with other patients, and what I found is that Sheila got dramatically better to the point where what we could call her well in 3 months. Now, what I learned naively is that it didn't happen that way, okay? For her it worked, but it doesn't always work that way. It oftentimes is much harder than that. But for Sheila, it worked that way. And then when I realized that, when I started getting all these referrals from medical doctors here in Birmingham because they heard that I was having success with fibromyalgia, I got all these complicated fibromyalgia patients because the medical doctors in this area, they didn't know anything about fibromyalgia, nothing. They were using the Elavil and the Flexeril and nonsteroidal anti-inflammatories. None of those were really helping their patients, and they knew that. So they started sending them to me, and I didn't know what to do with them either. They were incredibly complicated. They sure didn't all respond like Sheila did. So I had to learn everything I could as fast as I could about what was going on with what these were warning signs. And I realized that I was going to have to really up my game and get a lot better at working with these patients. And I had this idea in my mind that if I had a medical practice and I had medical doctors who worked for me, then I could get them to recommend prescription medications along with doing the natural things that I had learned. And that would be the best of both worlds. So for a number of years, I had a medical practice with 5 medical doctors who worked for me, and we were using prescription medication and natural supplements, as well as IV therapies and other things. And what I found, though, is that the more drugs that the patients went on, the worse they did, at least long-term. Now, maybe short-term it was helpful, but long-term it created more problems. Either they had side effects to it, it created more problems, or we were not getting to the root causes of their problems. So we could put them on trazodone, an old tricyclic antidepressant that's very sedating, very relaxing, and helps the patient go into deep sleep. So it does put them into deep sleep. But what we weren't doing, we weren't asking the questions, we weren't doing the testing, we weren't doing the detective work to figure out why did they have trouble with their sleep in the first place. Because it was much easier just to put them on a prescription medication. Yeah, we put them on vitamins and supplements and things like that. So we thought we were doing the best of both worlds, which is called blended medicine or integrated medicine. But what I found over the years of having that medical practice, over the 3-5 years I had it, was that patients actually got worse. And so I sold that practice in 2003, and I realized that what I had to do, it had to be based on getting patients healthy. It couldn't be symptom-based. It couldn't be that we were going to put them on a prescription medication or, just as wrong, put them on a particular supplement just for the symptom. It had to be based on figuring out where they were broken down and then developing a plan that would help them get healthy. And in the process of getting healthy, it would straighten out the hypothalamus, pituitaries, and adrenal so that system, can now coordinate the body. It could regulate the different systems, and once the different systems started to come back online, kind of like a computer system, then the body was now able to regulate itself so that it could control body temperature, sleep-wake cycle, pain threshold, the brain chemicals, the neurotransmitters, the happy hormones, the IBS, the elimination process, the digestion. It was able now to do that because what I had learned and what I was doing is if the patient had deficiencies in certain amino acids which create the brain chemicals, serotonin, dopamine, norepinephrine, gamma-aminobutyric acid, if we could find where they were deficient and we got them on the right amino acid, which make those brain chemicals, now they built up their stress coping chemicals and they could handle stress again. Not only that, but now that their serotonin level was going up, they found they had less pain because the higher your serotonin level, the higher your pain threshold, so pain is less magnified. The higher your serotonin level, the happier you are, less anxious you are, and less likely you are to have irritable bowel syndrome. Now, what patients have been doing is taking selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors like Savella, Celexa, Cymbalta, Prestique, and those medications, the doctor's giving them to them because the patient's either depressed or they have fibromyalgia and they're depressed. The problem is those medications don't make serotonin. They don't make norepinephrine. They only allow the person to hang on to what they have. And if you've been under stress for years and years, then you've depleted your stress coping chemicals, so you don't have any serotonin. You don't have any serotonin. And if you're given a serotonin reuptake inhibitor and there's nothing to reuptake, it's not going to do anything. So that's why patients get on these antidepressants and they're on them, but they don't really notice a difference. They're on them and they notice a difference for 9 months, a year, 2 years, but then they quit working. Because eventually you get this thing called down regulation that I talk about in my book where those medications stop working. But what you want to do is you don't have a Savella or Cymbalta deficiency. You have a 5-hydroxytryptophan, B2, B3, vitamin C, magnesium deficiency. That's what makes serotonin. That's where it comes from. So by understanding the biochemistry, and that's what I do with my patients, it's all biochemistry. But by using what I know, my knowledge of biochemistry, what we learned in pre-med and medical school and our postgraduate work, by taking that biochemistry and using the raw ingredients, the amino acids, the essential fatty acids, the high doses, but the right doses, the right combinations of vitamins, minerals, what is able to happen is I'm able to fix the biochemistry, get it working correctly. And when I do that, again, now the body starts to work like it's supposed to. But you can't do that with medications. And I'm not anti-drug. I'm really not. I'm anti-too many drugs. I'm anti-wrong drug. And I'm anti-drug-only mentality because there is a time and a place for medications. But medications don't make you healthy. That's not what they do. Blood pressure medication doesn't make you healthier. Now, it makes you control the high blood pressure. And, yes, you could live longer from that, but you're not healthier. If the high blood pressure is because you're 40 pounds overweight, losing the weight and getting your blood pressure, which is a warning sign that you've got high blood pressure because you're overweight, but losing the weight, now what happens is you no longer have high blood pressure. Now, you could also take a blood pressure medication like a calcium channel blocker, which actually increases your risk of heart attack and stroke by 500%. Now, that's the research out of Wake Forest. And we've known that for years, and yet doctors are still putting patients on calcium channel blockers. Sleep medications. Again, poor sleep is a warning sign. Something's wrong in the body. It can't regulate itself. And sleep medications, we know, increase your risk of death, shorten your lifespan, like smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. So these medications don't come with some type of consequences. So it's always better to try to find out where the person's broken down, find out what's triggering the warning sign and fix that. And if you realize that's what's got to happen with fibro, now you at least stand a chance. So for those that are listening on this call and those that are listening to the replay, now you at least know there's something different out there instead of Lyrica and Savella and going back every 3 months and getting on more pain medication and more drugs. Yes, there's something different. There's something better. There's something you can do. You can change direction. You can change course. Because if you don't change course, what's going to happen, I've been doing this 18 years, is that typically, not always, but typically, you're going to see that your fibro gets worse and worse, your pain gets worse and worse, your fatigue gets worse and worse, your ability to handle stress gets worse and worse, and what happens, you start to withdraw from life. You get to where you do less and less because you don't know, is this going to be a good day, is it going to be a bad day? So you socialize less, you spend less time with family and friends, you go away on less trips, you find that you do less and less of the things that you used to do because you can't, either physically or mentally. Either it's physically too stressful, too demanding, so you can't exercise, you can't walk, you can't go shopping, or it's a mental stressor. So just the idea of balancing your checkbook, just the idea for some people of actually reading a book, they can't do it. So what happens is the longer you've had this illness, the more depleted your stress coping chemicals become, the more depleted your stress coping glands, the adrenal glands become, and eventually you get to where you have totally withdrawn from the world. And patients lose their job, they lose their spouses, they lose their family, they lose. And what the conventional world is telling you, are telling fibromyalgia patients, is you just got to learn to live with it. Well, I think that's the worst thing that can be said, because if someone's telling you you're just going to have to learn with it, and what I'm seeing out there is that people are literally giving up on life in their 30s or 40s or 50s or even 60s, and they've got another 40, 50 years left, 20 years. It doesn't matter what it is. But don't. What's happening, people are having to compromise because they don't know they have another option. You have another option. And what I want to encourage you to do is if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I'm sure that you are, then you can continue to do what you're doing so you can go the traditional route, and you can do that, and that is futile. I've done it both ways. I've done it when I had my medical practice, and I've done it solo for the last 12 years, and I can tell you what works, and the only thing that I know that works working with thousands of fibromyalgia patients is you've got to get healthy. So you've got to find a doctor who's going to get you healthy. So if you're having trouble with your sleep, you've got to sleep at night. You've got to correct that. If you're having low energy states because it's coming from your adrenal glands, you've got to fix your adrenal glands. If it's coming from your thyroid, you got to fix your thyroid. If you're walking around with 20, 30, 40, 100 extra pounds, you've got to fix your metabolism and lose that weight. You store inflammatory chemicals in these extra fat cells. That's where the inflammatory chemicals are stored. That's why they tell us that if you carry around any extra belly fat, you increase your risk of heart attack and stroke. It's because of the inflammation. It's the inflammation. And so if you're carrying around this extra weight, not only are you having to pump, for every additional fat, a pound of fat, you have to pump through like 10 miles of arteries and veins, some crazy number. That's a lot of work on your cardiovascular system. It's a lot of work on your pulmonary system. It's a lot of work on you. If you're carrying around 50 extra pounds, that's like me throwing my six-year-old on my back and carrying him around all day. That's a lot of weight. That's hard on your joints, your muscles, your tendons. It's hard on everything. So if you're carrying around all this extra weight, you got to lose that weight. So when I'm working with my patients, if they have a weight issue, and many do, but, a lot don't, but the ones that do, first of all, I fix their thyroid and their adrenals, and then I get them to work with me in an anti-inflammatory weight loss program, and these patients will lose, typically my patients lose 20, 40, some patients have lost well over 150 pounds. More importantly, they lose the weight and they keep it off. Now, is there a problem that they're overweight? Being overweight is not their problem. It's not their problem. Now, doctors will try to tell them that. I had a patient today who told me, all the doctors she goes to see her tell her because she's 100 pounds overweight. That's not her problem. She's overweight because of her problem. Her problem is her metabolism is shot. And I don't care how many fad diets or whatever you do, Weight Watcher classes and Jenny Craig classes you take, you're not going to be able to lose weight because your metabolism is shot. And in most cases, that has to do with the low thyroid and low adrenal function. But once my patients I'm working with, I fix those things, then they can lose the weight. More importantly, when they lose the weight, their inflammation goes down, so their C-reactive protein, SED rates, all those inflammatory markers that we see in blood work, that goes down. Their hemoglobin A1C goes down. Their blood sugar is normalized. They're able to get off blood pressure medications. So the being overweight causes them to have all these other issues. But by fixing that, now they're able to get off these medications. And more importantly, is not only do they lose weight, they reduce their inflammation, reduce their pain, they have more energy, increase their metabolism, but they keep the weight off 5-6 years later. That's the most important thing. But that's what it's about, getting patients healthy. So if you're at the point now and you're trying to figure out what supplements to take or what doctor, another rheumatologist to go see, or neurologist or endocrinologist, in hope that you're going to find the doctor to help you, I encourage you to switch gears. I encourage you to work with me or the doctors who work with me that I'm training. And if that resonates with you, if you're ready to do something, you're ready to change what you're doing, try to stop trying to figure it out on your own, searching the internet every night, looking for the latest fad supplement or diet or drug, and you want somebody that's going to actually been in the trenches doing this for 18 years, who has a track record, you can go on the website, you can see all the testimonials, you can call the clinic, you can actually, they'll volunteer people for you to talk to if you don't believe that it's possible. And for many people, you don't believe it, but it is definitely possible to feel better. I suggest to you to go to the treatingandbeating.com, my website, treatingandbeating.com, and you'll see there how to do consults. So you can do consults by phone, you can come into the clinic, and you can learn all about the consults, or you can call the clinic. You can call us, look on the website, treatingandbeating.com. You can talk to one of the staff people, they can give you information. If you want to work with somebody locally, I'm training people. I'm trying to as fast as I can, but I'll just be candid with you. There's not a lot of doctors who want to work with fibromyalgia patients because fibromyalgia patients are very difficult. They take up a lot of time. They're very demanding. And most doctors are not good at treating fibromyalgia, so they don't want to fool with them. But if you want to see if there's a doctor in your area trained by me, then you can go to functionalfibrodoctors.com. If there's nobody in your area, then you've got the option to do a phone consult or to come into the clinic here in Birmingham, Alabama. It doesn't matter. It can all be done by phone. So there's no excuse. If what I'm sharing with you tonight or in this recording resonates with you, it's time to do something. Don't let another year go by, because then it's going to be another 5 years, and you're just going to lose 5 years of your life. Don't do that.